Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
AB will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more based off this headline. We just scroll through the internet. We know life is busy. You're just trying to catch up on the Jimmy Kimmel monologue. Let alone having time to check out the internet. So these are other headlines that are trending, and you either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Dating tips from 2,000 years ago still apply today.
I gotta hear it.
So someone found a poem that was in ancient Rome, and some of the tips still basically apply to this day. It shows you dating hasn't changed in 2,000 years. Some of the things he says is you have to make effort in the poem. He says, she will not come floating down to you through the tenuous air. She must be sought.
Wow.
So you got to make the effort. Number two, he said in the poem, you cannot choose the right person if you are drunk. So you cannot go on a date being wasted. That applies today. And then the last one is, don't look like a slob. He says in the poem, men, trim your hair, your nose hairs in your nostrils, and don't have sour mouth, but brush your teeth, cut your nails, and trim your nose hairs, and you're going to get yourself a partner.
Wow. I mean, if that's all it takes, why have I been single for 50 years?
Trim those nose hairs. Nothing's changed in 2,000 years. This is how life works. The Coldplay Jumbotron couple claim they're just friends.
No, they did not.
Yeah, a source close to them say, okay, we understand everything that went down, but they were actually just friends. He was just holding his friend, which isn't fair or right to do, but nothing was really going on. It wasn't a secret affair. They were just holding each other.
And they're just now saying that. Yeah, give me a break.
Stupid criminal. It's not a good idea to DoorDash your murder supplies.
Oh, I have to hear it.
A delivery driver called the cops after he got a suspicious order to a hotel. The list was, as the timer's running out, he delivered trash bags, zip ties, bleach, a hatchet, and a few other items to the hotel. And he was like, this seems a little suspicious. Yes. I'm going to call the cops. They opened up the door, and the guy did have a hostage inside the hotel.
Wow.
He just DoorDashes like his
murder. He thought it'd be that easy.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Is this move super, super cute, adorable, and endearing, or totally uncool? It is the Brett Maga Show. Hannah is out sick today. For their honeymoon, surprised his wife with a wedding gift, which was to completely reverse their honeymoon on her. She thought she was going on a 4-hour flight to Cancun. Turns out he surprised her at the airport. It was a 16-hour flight to Maldives and a much nicer romantic getaway for honeymoon, but he did it as a surprise to her as a wedding gift. Cute, adorable, or, dude, that's not cool. Women need to know that is not the time to do a surprise. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Would you want this, AB? You're getting married. You go got Cancun and Maldives. probably similar wardrobe that you have packed.
Right.
So you don't need to pack for it, really. Would you want to be surprised like that?
I would not want to be surprised like that. If the honeymoon or a vacation is going to be a surprise, just I think up front be like, I'm not telling you where we're going. It's a surprise, but it's a beach. And then I'm fine with it. But don't make me think I'm going somewhere else.
Because what if it's like, what if I was really looking to go into Cancun?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's really, like, people like going to Cancun, but they're like, yeah, this is the cheaper, cooler option than Maldives. Like, he definitely upgraded.
Yeah, but I tend to think, like, if it was, like, the polar opposite, you know, like, maybe she's always wanted to go to the Maldives, and that's why it was such a big deal, and that's why it was a cool upgrade. I tend to feel like, hey, you score points for me for being creative, because I would never have thought like that. Heck, I wouldn't even plan the Cancun trip. That would have been my wife. So I think that that's good, but at the same time, how about, like, okay, we were going to go to Cancun, but now we're going to go to Australia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know,
that's even worse, Kevin.
Why is that worse?
I think knowing myself and knowing the planner I am, if you tell me we're going to Cancun, I would probably have dinner reservations for us for every single night. So I probably would have put in all this work just to be like, oh, I did that for nothing.
I'm going to defend this man because I kind of sort of did this. I didn't do it for our honeymoon.
Oh,
so two things are different. One, I try to do it for my wife's birthday. I think a honeymoon is a celebration of your relationship. So I do think choosing the honeymoon feels weird because she should have a say in her honeymoon. But I tried to do this for my wife's birthday. I found the cheapest flight. If you go to the airport and you or like just buy flights on the airport, you can skip a lot of the fees. And I went to the airport 2 days before her birthday and I said, what is the cheapest flight out there? And for like $19, I was able to fly to LA.
Oh, that's crazy.
And
wow.
So my wife really wanted to go to LA. So I got it. And I think I surprised her 24 hours in advance. Like, we're going to LA in 24 hours. And then at the airport, I just kept piling on the surprises. So now that I'm saying this out loud, I kind of understand her reaction. So then she was like, okay, well, I'm doing this. I'm in. But you could tell she was like, she's not someone who likes surprises. So she's like, this feels like a lot to me, Brett. And then we're at the airport and I'm like acting like I have a stomach ache. And they're like, hey, we need you guys to board. But I had her mom surprise us at the airport, and she was also coming on this trip.
Oh.
And I'm like, I can't get on the flight. Your mom, because she was at a connecting flight to get there, and so her mom was like late on the connecting flight, and so they announced her like, hey, Maggie Bruden.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like, my wife's looking at me like, why are they announcing my mom? And her mom comes running down like the aisle, like from the movies, and I can just tell my wife was like, this is just a lot to
soak. That's overwhelming. That's a lot.
The intentions were good, but now that I'm saying this, I don't know if anyone does anyone think this is a good idea? I honestly thought this was such a sweet, cool move. And I think that's what this guy was thinking. Is this a sweet, cool move, or is it way too overwhelming? Not a good idea. Anyone ever been on a surprise trip? Was it awesome, or did it kind of suck? 855 844-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Was this a sweet gesture from a husband? They just got married, and for the honeymoon, he decided to surprise her at the airport right before takeoff. He let her know, hey, we're no longer going to Cancun. We're going to the Maldives, and it's like a 16-hour flight, so she didn't even know she was going to be on a plane for like 16 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
As you get to the airport, mentally prepare for. But it was like a surprise gift that he like upgraded and made this, you know, honeymoon, no longer Cancun, which is fun and beautiful, but it's not this romantic getaway that he had planned. Would you want your significant other, be honest, to surprise you like this? Anyone ever been on a surprise vacation like this? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Hannah is out sick today. I did this for my wife's birthday. Like, I surprised her like 24 hours in advance, got a really cheap flight to LA. Like, we're going to go to LA. And I could see the look in my wife's face. I thought she was going to be like, you're the man. And more, she's like, you are such a man.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't think about anything. And I was kind of like a little bit hurt that she wasn't. I will say this, though. That trip was so much fun. We made so many awesome memories. We still talk about that trip. Just think that maybe my execution was off, but I think like sometimes when you make romantic gestures, you kind of go to go all in anyways, right?
Have you done it again since?
Kevin, I have not.
Well, I was wondering if that's, it's like, you know, where's that spontaneity again? Is that, you know, just a one and done?
We have kids now, Kevin. There's no more spontaneity. Yeah. There's no more romantic getaways. And maybe I still think if my wife told me, hey, I have a trip planned for you, and be surprised, maybe it is the man in me that thinks that sounds cool. I think maybe men would be more into this because we don't do all the heavy mental load.
Because you don't really plan the trips anyway.
Right. This sounds awesome.
That's a good point.
But for a woman, that sounds like maybe it sounds miserable because they do so much planning. Because that's what you were saying, AB. Like,
yeah, I would have had like all the reservations and all this like fun stuff booked just for my husband to be like, oh, we're actually not going there.
Yeah, we're not doing any of that stuff. Connie, how do you feel about this guy who surprised his wife with this really romantic gesture? Super cute or super uncool?
Super cute. My husband did it for my 40th birthday. I wanted my 40th birthday. You know how McDonald's used to do the kids' birthday parties?
Yeah. We did one for AB there, actually.
Yeah. The M&M store in Vegas used to do it, too.
And so really?
That's what I used to always say. And we didn't. He surprised me with a trip to Vegas for my 40th. We didn't have a party there, but we were there every day. And he told me about 24 hours before, only because my mom said, you have got to tell her because she's got to make sure she's got her clothes packed. But he had taken off, you know, talked to my boss. I was off work and I didn't even know it.
Oh, wow.
So it was awesome. But it was a little overwhelming. But he's my travel agent. So it was all good.
You should have seen AB's face when you said that, hey, oh, he had called my boss and gotten vacation. You looked like that. So cute. You just said you didn't want that. This is why being a man is so confusing. You're like, oh, he did that. That's cute.
Well,
so then us guys go, well, let's do that.
On the surface, it sounds great. But then the more I think about it, I'm like, okay, if my future husband were to call Brett and say she's taking time off, I think Brett would lose it. And also, he wouldn't be able to prep for me being gone. And it would be a disaster.
I think you guys are missing out. It's the M&M store.
Oh, that's true. All for the M&M store.
Yes.
All for the M&M store.
I'm in.
That's funny. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Brett Mega Show. It is without a doubt the biggest opening monologue in late night talk show TV history. Did Jimmy Kimmel apologize? How did he address being taken off the air for the last 6 days? You'll get to hear from Jimmy himself next on the Brett Mega Show.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Hannah's out sick today, and boy, is it a big Hollywood hashtag.
Yeah, geez.
It is the Brett Mega Show, and Jimmy Kimmel returned to his late-night talk show on ABC, and people were saying it's the most anticipated late-night talk show host monologue ever. And everyone was watching, what would Jimmy do with his opening monologue? How would he address being taken off the air 6 days ago from ABC after he made insensitive comments after the death of Charlie Kirk? And Jimmy did address why he was taken off the air and did apologize.
But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human, and that is you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I, I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion. And I meant it. I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make. But I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both.
Now, Jimmy had said he was mad when he was taken off the air, and it sounded like he had sat down with Disney and the ABC executives, and he actually listened to why and what perspective they had and the reasons they decided to take him off the air. And so I felt like his apology seemed authentic to me.
Mm-hmm, very sincere.
Yeah.
He did talk about, though, where his frustrations came from, because he felt like he was being censored.
They know how lucky we are here. Our freedom to speak is what they admire most about this country. And that's something I'm embarrassed to say I took for granted until they pulled my friend Steven off the air and tried to coerce the affiliates who run our show in the cities that you live in to take my show off the air. That's not legal. That's not American. That is un-American, and it is so dangerous.
Now, it's obvious that the political divide in our country is at an all-time high. It feels like both sides cannot see eye to eye. But I did think that Jimmy's most powerful statement, because I thought he did a good job.
Right.
In his 20-minute opening monologue, I thought he apologized for some of his actions and admitted wrongdoing in times. I thought he still kept true to his perspective on what had happened. But I thought his strongest message was about forgiveness.
Over the weekend, a very beautiful moment. I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow. Yeah. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
I felt like everything he said, the message about forgiveness is the strongest that I got, because we are in a political divide. And if we cannot forgive each other, show compassion to each other, we can never move forward. And what he acknowledging what Erica Kirk did on that stage is so powerful. Whether it's 5 days after my wife is killed, I'm not going to be able to. I don't have the ability to say those words
right.
out loud.
Mm-hmm.
She did. She had that strength, that forgiveness in her that I just don't know if I had the ability to do. And Jimmy pointing that out and also showcasing that that's what we need the most right now to move forward in this political divide,
yes.
I felt like was the strongest message of all.
Agree.
Overall, I felt like Jimmy did a good job acknowledging everything he needed to acknowledge. The 20-minute monologue you can see on YouTube, or we've posted our own clips on our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if we can figure out the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. The majority of adults remember this more than their first kiss. What do you remember more than your first kiss?
The first time you insulted your wife?
Okay. Do you remember the first insult?
I do.
I don't.
I do, because she brings it up constantly.
Do you want to share? You're not stupid enough to say it out loud again.
I'm not going to say that again. No.
Okay.
No.
Smart man.
I don't want to remember the second time I insulted my wife.
I'm thinking the first time you got made fun of.
Well, those stuck with you so well. No,
yeah.
It is a first. I don't think it's a negative thing. More than your first kiss. What do you remember? 855-444-MEGA. What do you think you could remember more than your first kiss? Your first what? 855-444-6342 to take your guesses. Give you the answer next.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Average adult remembers this more than their first kiss, even. First what?
They remember their first day of school.
Mm.
They remember their first Christmas gift,
which
is like, okay, how
I don't
do you remember,
any
that?
Of this stuff.
Yeah. It's their first car.
Oh, yeah, you can't forget that.
I don't remember my first kiss.
That's crazy.
Probably happened during Truth or Dare. Does that count, or if it was a kiss?
Eh, that counts.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Do you remember your first car?
Yeah, it was a Plymouth Laser. It was a pass on from my brother. I got my brother's old car. He got a new car, and I got a Plymouth Laser.
Yeah, I had a Chevy Impala. See? I know, too. Passed down from my brother as well.
Really?
Honda Accord.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Look at, that's what you still have.
That's what I still have.
We're going to ask a question that I think is very, very challenging. Is it a good thing to be considered agreeable? We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show. I found this question fascinating. Is being agreeable a good or bad for you? They had posed this question, and people had strong opinions on both sides. Agreeableness is one of the five big personality traits: being kind, cooperative, empathetic, happy. Agreeableness is usually warm, trustworthy, and get along with others. But studies show that it can mean you're happier, but also you struggle to assert yourself, move up. They struggle more financially, actually. They struggle with their career. They get walked over more. They avoid conflict instead of take on conflict. And so it comes with conflicting perspectives. Is agreeable considered good or bad?
As an agreeable person, I totally agree with all those things. I think that it's, yes, I do. And it is. It's a weird thing. Yeah, you don't speak up for yourself. You should be a little more assertive. You should be a little more, mean's not the right word, but a little more leadership.
Yeah,
quality.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. It's almost hard to explain,
right,
that you don't want to be considered a pushover.
Exactly.
So you have to use your
voice.
Yeah,
you're almost agreeable to a point.
Yeah.
I feel like we would not have this show if Brett was agreeable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I mean, Brett is a pushy person when it comes to doing like what he wants.
Yes. And so I go back and forth, though, because at times I find myself in situations where I have to push back against the grain. And there is that always, just as someone who does this often, who I feel like I do have to push against the grain often, I still get the same uncomfortable feeling that everyone gets who are probably considered, I would assume that when people who consider themselves agreeable, when conflict happens, there's like almost an uncomfortableness in your stomach.
Yeah.
So you just go, I'm just rather give in to the uncomfortableness. Mm-hmm. And so I often sometimes will say, should I give in to that uncomfortable feeling or should I push back? But then I think to myself, if I'm constantly arguing with people, am I getting anywhere? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pick your battles type situation.
Right.
Yeah. But so if you had a vote, though, you had to like go, hey, you have to vote, good or bad. I honestly, when I saw this, I was like, man, that is a really challenging question to answer. I feel as though I'll go first. Because I was not called agreeable. I feel like the backbone, it's interesting we talk about with things that are happening with Jimmy Kimmel right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The backbone of change and trailblazers and the history makers are people that are willing to go against the grain when it's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
they're willing to say,
I
don't agree, I raise my hand, and I want to see change. If you are constantly seen as agreeable, then change cannot happen. So I say being agreeable is actually bad for you.
I understand exactly, because, you know, AB had said you're agreeable to a point. The problem is when your point is like mine, way out there, once you disagree, they're like, well, you're a terrible person. Why would you disagree?
You
know,
you
it's
do.
Because like, you're like, you've always agreed. Now, why is this one thing the problem?
When the conflict does happen, you are in the back of your head going, does everyone think I'm the worst person ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd rather be known as an agreeable person, though.
Really?
Yeah.
See? I don't agree.
Surprise, surprise.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.